What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We got another bonus show for you. It's Saturday night. It's good to see you guys again at Cookie and Pepper. It feels like it's been forever, even though it hasn't.
I know.
I wish it would be with some pepper.
Whatever. Why do you always pick on me?
I don't pick on you.
You missed me.
Your smell picks on me.
I smell good. I took a shower.
I didn't say
today.
It was bad.
I took a shower.
I just prefer the more robust scent of a male. And you're just leaking vagina juices everywhere.
Ew. But
can pretty. You get her a cork?
But they smell pretty.
You're going to need to bottle that. It's everywhere.
You're stupid.
It's like Mrs. Cookie's like water just broke all over again. Mop boy.
Oh, my God.
We're praying now? Are we praying?
No, we're not
praying. Just checking.
You're just ridiculous sometimes.
How dare you?
Sometimes the nerve of some fucking people. Jesus.
Ridiculous?
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know?
Finally gave her a place at the big kids' table, and that's how she repays it? Wow.
The big kids' table? Shit, you're on my table. You're my peasants.
Her feet still swing when she gives head.
Fuck you! Screw you.
Can I stand on the ledge? No, finish.
I don't do those things, okay?
My shoulders are her. Shut up, bitch.
You're not nice today.
I am super nice. I just look at you as competition.
Oh. I can never be competition.
Wow, he's giving you way more credit than I do. Know. I don't even look at you as competition.
This is why I like
well,
my
Pepper
cookie.
And I have a lot in common. Neither of us work. We're both into foreign people.
We're both whores.
We're horrible whores. And we both love dick.
And we're very demanding.
You shut up right now.
But in a good way.
Is there a good way to be demanding?
Well, Jester.
Like, you know, you say, give me that now, please. Like, you have that.
If you weren't medicating me, Jester, I'd be pissed.
After you, yeah, you gotta say please. Right?
What?
So it sounds nice. Go give me that shit, bitch, please. Like,
wait, I know that one. Is that Rihanna? Don't give me that shit, bitch, please.
It sounds like fucking Jesse Pinkman. Gatorade me, bitch.
You're stupid. No.
Well, I never claimed to be smart.
She did. Look how that turned out.
I am smart. When I want to be. Only when I want. I am smart.
I don't think I've ever met anybody that never wanted to be smart.
Well, sometimes I just don't want to. Like, it's too much thinking.
Like, you could just turn it on and off, right?
Yeah. I could play blonde for the day.
Like, oh, you do it really well. You do it really, really well.
No.
Like, I believe.
But I'm very smart. I just haven't showed you that.
Ever.
No.
You guys would be shocked. 37 years.
You'll
no.
be shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked, shocked, shocked.
Yeah, I really would be at this point. Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Being smart.
She's like, I could do what I want to. I was like, you've never, in the 32 years that I've known you, you haven't done it once.
I was smart back then in elementary. I was. You copied.
How long ago was elementary for you?
Like, 30
years?
My God. Like, fucking centuries
ago. I wasn't even born yet.
Like, 20 years ago, 30 years. I don't know how long.
It's before they had power in the classrooms.
Oh.
Let me see.
The world was still in black and white.
Like, 20-something years.
20 years. Jesus, you're old.
Well, yeah, I'm 37. I'm going to be 40 soon.
Again?
That's sad. How old are you going to be, Cookie?
I'm going to be 35 in September.
Woo, we got a baby.
Yes, I do.
You're old as me too, Jester, so shut up.
Yeah, but I aged better.
No, I did. It's a lot of bronzing.
You could have just said something as simple as, but I got a job.
No, I don't have that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Jester could have said to drop the mic.
I know, but he's stupid.
Like, just sock you right there in the throat. I got a job, bitch.
I succeeded, right?
I mean, when I heard she likes that kind of thing.
Who doesn't?
Right? Gotta have fun every now and then.
Yeah.
Squanto doesn't, apparently, but she still keeps doing it.
Oh, my God. He's in trouble. He didn't give me any.
When is he not in trouble?
He's not in trouble on certain days.
Before he was with her and
on
after.
On his birthday, he's not in trouble. This is his day.
Oh, you. I hope he takes full like advantage of that. He should just be.
No, he's
you
not allowed to be
day.
Mean to me. He's he just be allowed you to enjoy.
For the day.
He's just.
It just happens.
No, he's just allowed to enjoy himself with me not being mean. But he can't be mean to me. He has to just enjoy his day without criticism.
So he gets a better version of you?
Yeah, he gets the nice me for the day.
What's that like?
It's nice. I'm loving. I'm sweet.
I need something more descriptive than it's nice.
Well, I'm nice. Like, I go take him his lunch or his cake at work and surprise him or all that stuff, yeah. And then...
Said with such... enthusiasm and like,
he doesn't know I pop up on them.
She literally grabs a sincerity. Lunch and a cake from another little kid. There you go, babe. Who
no,
loves you?
No, I bought him a strawberry.
She
shortcake.
Farts and then walks away.
Whatever.
Deuces no. is no. what I got in my pants.
No.
A lesson
nice.
In wafting.
I make him feel wanted that day.
Shouldn't you be doing that every day? Just out
no,
of curiosity?
No, because you should know that I want him. That's it. I shouldn't have to remind him.
It's nice sometimes to hear, though.
They should know. Oh. But when I do, he's like,
no,
oh,
sorry,
are
that
you?
Wasn't like, oh, I just had some semen in my throat and I was trying to get it down.
You didn't swallow right earlier.
How are they going to know that you respect them if you don't swallow?
Where's my little Indian at?
I'm perhaps taking refuge from you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so... It's been what, like, since Tuesday?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know why, but it felt like a lot longer. I guess just the layoff from the whole month of not being able to podcast and then.
I know. It's so boring.
I missed it.
It's like, fuck. I got to be a mom on Tuesday. Like,
oh, that's God. The worst. Yes. You should have thought about that 10 years ago on Tuesdays.
Fuck, no shit. But my Tuesday is my podcast, and he goes wherever.
It's barely the second day of the week.
Like, fuck, Tuesdays. That's my day to party. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Well, every day is, but Tuesdays, you go wild.
We like to party.
Some
we
of us like, don't have like a job to not go to.
I go to jobs. I go to jobs every day.
Hand and blow don't count.
I know.
They do if you're getting paid for them, but if
oh,
you're
wait,
just doing
sorry.
It for free.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Fuck, I got to start charging now.
Now?
Yeah. Jeez. He got a year for free. Now it's time to charge.
Imagine if he had a nickel for every time you went down.
Oh, my God.
You'd have 10 cents. Shut Can I change this in for a dime?
You're sick.
Should be a fucking billionaire.
Hell yeah. Honey, what did you get to eat?
She's living like Bill Gates.
Buffalo.
That's gross. What is that?
Maize.
Like fucking Chihuahua chopped up? Oh, that's so sad. That's going to go straight in the shitter, watch.
Aren't you into that?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Wait, that's me. Sorry.
No.
No, she said she is. She could hoist a bowling ball up there from what I heard
oh,
earlier.
Oh, yeah. Me and my friend are going to play catch.
Which friend?
My Hori Dory number one.
Wow. Your star pupil? Mm-hmm. For your, what was it, the Pepper Sluts in Training?
Yes.
And how'd that work out for you?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you ask the client?
Client, how'd that work out for you? Crash and burn?
Was it my
fault?
She was
fault? A total idiot.
I want to know, is it?
It was all her fault?
Wait, was it my
wow!
fault?
Wow!
Was it my training
Shots
that didn't
fired.
Help you? Or you
she wants her money back. No one else paid.
Was it my training? I was good in my training, right?
We never passed stage one.
Because of me or you? See, thank you. I am a very good person. I know the fuck what I'm doing. She didn't want to.
If you knew what you were doing, she'd still be up following
no,
the curriculum.
No, she's hard to deal with sometimes.
It sounds like you let her down, like total epic
oh
fail on
God.
Your part, like just crash
no,
and burn.
No, she wasn't ready. She thought she was ready to join.
No one's ever ready.
I know.
That's where
you just have to jump for it.
Yeah, that's where you come in. Or no. You're supposed to anyways, but...
She didn't want to, so...
I mean, I guess you missed your cue this time, huh? It didn't really work out for you?
She'll come back.
I seriously doubt it. I mean,
whatever.
Once customers leave because they're totally and utterly dissatisfied with your service...
My services
they
are
generally
awesome.
Don't
My
come
services
back.
Are awesome. Haven't had a complaint, so...
Well, yeah, you did. You had a client leave, so that's
she
a big time complaint.
She wanted to leave on her own. Not because I was doing a bad job. She just.
If you were doing a better job, do you think she would have stayed?
No.
If you were doing a good job, she would have brought her friends.
Right?
No, her friends don't need help.
Oh. I think I know her friends.
Her friends sound fine.
They don't need saving.
They're perfectly happy the way they are?
Yeah, they
so
like their
So where
life.
Are they?
Everywhere, like in their happy little lives. I don't know. They don't want to be saved. Fuck. Oh. I didn't want to be saved, but I got saved, whatever.
Yeah, here you are.
I got saved by my little Indian. He's so cute. You
look really that wasn't cute. Emasculating at
you
all.
You look really cute today. I don't know what's going on here, but.
It's because she's been drinking.
No, not that much.
She might be even drinking enough to say that she misses you.
I'd like to hear her do that sober.
I always tell you how cute you are.
I said sober.
Cookie, you miss her.
No, ooh, no, I do not.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
earlier.
Yeah, today I did. Today I did. Because why?
Because you hadn't seen him since Tuesday.
No, because yesterday I told my little Indian boy I miss him, and he's like, or the other day, why, are you high? Like, just tell me you miss me back.
Cookie well, it kind of sounds creepy coming out of you because you never say did. That.
Oh, my, I always say that. I miss you. Like, I always say I miss you.
Like, to your herpes? Like oh, I missed you. There you like, are.
Oh, and yeah. They always tell you the same thing. Don't worry, I'll be back.
I thought you were gone. Whatever. Well, I missed you, Cookie.
Oh, I missed you, too.
See?
See how easy it is to lie? Anybody could do it.
Take notes, babe.
That's like him yesterday when he said that she was the hottest and... some other random bullshit.
Yeah, white stuff.
About her. And I was like, see, that just goes to show you that when you're drunk, you'll say anything.
It's yeah. True.
No, whatever. He wasn't that drunk.
You can do better.
Not at that point. Yesterday when he was
you
saying
can do
that.
Better.
Are you serious right now? You want to give my boyfriend advice? Let me call your man up. Let me tell him.
He's on the phone right now. Sorry, babe. Got to call you back.
Don't
She's
believe
being
his
a bitch
shit.
Again.
Don't believe his shit.
Beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Don't believe him when he says you could do better. You can do better. You can, okay? Just don't believe that shit. You're a good guy.
I got a ring, don't I, bitch? Hear that? Hear that? Click, 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 click. That's a ring.
What? Where's yours?
And I'm not talking about the one in your vagina.
I don't it's want a ring, okay?
Non-existent, like your only client.
I have a ring for my son, and that's who I'm going to marry for the rest of my life.
That's disgusting. That's illegal
that
in every single state.
That is only acceptable
like
in the South,
that.
Like where Jasmine lives.
Oh, my God. Because
she's not even here to defend herself because she's marrying her brother.
I'd ask what his name was, but we don't have enough pots and pans to throw downstairs. And
I think it's
with.
Ping Bong Ming. Ping Bong.
That was so fucked up. He said throw pots and pans down the stairs. You're horrible. But I love it.
Thank you.
See, when we say it, it's cheeky and fun. When you say it, it's like cruel and tragic.
What it's super offensive.
No. Why? Because I don't say it nice like you guys?
No,
fun?
It's like the worst person like in the world like telling you you're terrible. It's like, wow, this must be true.
The truth hurts, right? It's the ugly truth. Sometimes you got to tell it. You got to be honest with people. Fuck it. I don't like you. I don't like you.
That's a lot of honesty from me.
I'm very honest. Why is my horror dory number
See,
one
look
friend?
She can lie. She's a liar.
Horror
you
dory?
Did it, girl.
Why are you laughing? I'm very honest. I'm honest for myself. Oh.
Your boyfriend just found out you had a kid and you were dating for a year.
She's not laughing at you because you're not funny. That's Pepper's drinking game. That's Pepper just had no comeback other than so that's three drinks for everybody. Chug.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that drinking game?
I am. Oh. Right, it's Saturday night.
See, I can make you guys get drunk with my nonsense.
Yeah, really quickly too. It's like it just doesn't stop coming out, like diarrhea of the mouth.
It's not my fault you're lightweight, so. Anyways, what are we doing here, guys?
This is it.
You know what? We need to call Bruce or Pam. I miss those people, even though they don't like me.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get Pam on Skype.
She's pretty busy. I don't know. You guys can try.
She's always working or home.
Bruce, building something.
Bruce is out in Hollywood getting
barbecuing,
you know,
something.
All right,
rescuing a cat somewhere.
I think I got her. There. Pam, are you on the line?
Yeah.
How's it going, Pam?
Good. Real good.
What are you up to?
I'm just finishing my large number 3 from Arby's.
That's my favorite too, Pam.
Yeah, it's delicious. I like it smothered in barbecue and cheddar sauce. It's called the Pam.
The one that gets all over your Birkenstocks?
Yeah, everywhere. My toes are covered in it.
So, Pam is our opinion columnist, and if you haven't,
I tell it
show,
like it is.
Right, and so
my
Pepper had a few opinions.
That dumb slut. She's still alive.
Yes,
we kept her around.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Yeah, Bruce said the same thing.
Whatever. Everybody loves me.
So, Pepper,
all in different holes.
Shh! Don't say that out loud.
Oh, that was a secret.
Yes, I told you that in confidentiality, okay?
Oh, like, big words, Pepper.
I know, I can't even say it.
Shocker.
I told you in confidence.
That's actually what I performed on Pepper.
Anyways, what are you doing tonight, Pam?
Oh, this Saturday? Is it. Home That's Depot kind of closed early today, so once they escorted me off the property, like I said, I just headed over to Arby's, got the Pam special, which is a number 3 smothered in barbecue sauce and cheddar sauce, and I'm just watching female softball on Fox Sports Net. I'm just waiting for my cats to get up so I can feed them.
How many cats do you have?
17.
Wow.
A lesbian dozen. The other 5 are just there to nag you and build stuff.
You're a cat lover, huh?
Yeah, I guess you can say I love
pussy.
Love the pussy.
So, Pam being the opinion columnist, Pepper had quite a few opinions earlier, as she normally does.
Typical Pepper.
Right.
Not knowing her place.
Exactly. Oh, whatever. I know my shit and my place.
Really?
And I told you she was into scat.
Right, and we're back. And so, that's one of her problems. But, like, furthermore, she had this notion that of saying I miss you too often. It, like, she asked, how often is too often? Is like once a month too often? Once every few months, is that too often?
I say I miss you as often as I shave my legs, not since 1997. It's so useless, like, it's pointless, there's no need.
So you should say
it's
it.
Like Pepper. Why do it?
What?
But hey, it has to get done.
You know what? Little Pammy Pam. I don't think that you should be saying that. That's not nice.
Can we get a man to put her in her place? Where's
yeah,
Bruce
right.
at?
No man will right. put me in my place.
Bruce needs to come in here and hand her something and say, here, go iron this.
Screw you guys.
Go make a sandwich of some kind.
No, I don't do that stuff. This ain't the freaking 1800s. Like,
1800s?
No. Or 19 whatever, like, women don't belong in the kitchen only.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody needs to clean the bathroom and the living room and like the trash.
I like how the kitchen is the woman's place, but most of the people occupying the Food Network are men. Even men do that better.
What? You guys do shit better. Hell no. Like, guys do not. No, I'm sorry.
Pam here. Pam
they
here. Lesbian.
Can't even do nothing.
I've got the best of both worlds.
Oh my God.
Really? Open a jar by yourself.
Do it.
I can
Done.
Do it.
Done.
I can open a jar by myself. I can open a lot of things.
Just put it in her hand or her pussy.
Yeah, but most of the time it's your legs.
I'm like, I can open stuff. Whatever. I don't yeah. need. It's,
we're just
a
trying to get you to close
me.
Your legs is the problem.
Once they open, they just don't close.
Fuck you. My legs were closed last night because somebody didn't want to give it up.
Well, then technically
poor Squanto, just trying to get a piece of ass.
Like, he didn't want to give it up. He was too drunk.
Oh, well.
So he's cut today, like, no drinking.
Isn't that why you have your kid? Because somebody passed out drunk? Like, you forgot how to do that? See, she's getting old and useless. You can do better.
I was tired, too. But, yeah. He wasn't going to give it up anyways.
Typical.
Why? Why don't you want to give it up to me anymore? Am I not attractive?
It's not that kind of show. Focus.
Am I not pretty?
Pam?
Do I not suck it right?
Yes.
You heard the question. Is she not pretty?
Yeah, she's pretty. I'd fuck her. I wouldn't let her touch my cats, though. Not with those infected fingers.
Oh my God. You know she has eye herpes, Pam.
I also heard she has cat AIDS on her fingers, so...
And butt herpes. They were acting up at the same time.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I don't.
Well, where have you been?
Is that judgment I hear in your voice, Jester?
Did you not listen to the fucking bucket list? The last one was avoid STDs.
It's been a few months.
Well, the list is still the same and still going strong. I still have no STDs, and I intend on keeping it that way.
Good
job.
Yeah,
I don't like driving big cars either. Of course they do. That's how I haul all the lumber from Lowell's.
In your Ford F-150?
That's right. Pam's Super Duty.
Which is also Wednesday after Taco Tuesday, right?
That's right. And just for you listeners out there that wonder what the Pam Super Duty is, it's a tray for your Arby's. God. It costs $5,000 extra. I got the Eddie Bauer edition. It came with a hunting vest.
Oh my God.
Best $55,000 I've ever spent.
Well, what about that?
It was either that or the surgery. I figured the car would last longer.
What surgery were you going to get?
None of your business.
Oh my God.
Yeah, since when are you so nosy?
I want to know. Why can't I know? You know everything about me?
We can explain it to you, but
the
can't make you
understand.
The
V's not a P yet, okay?
I'm sorry.
Someday.
Wow, well, I would have got that first.
I wasn't sure. Lesbians question things too, believe it or not. Like, should I have a mullet this month? Should I have a crew cut? Mustache? No mustache.
Oh my God.
Black Birkenstocks, brown Birkenstocks. You know what? It's daytime. How silly of me, brown. The black ones are for fancy events.
Well, yeah. I mean, how are you gonna go in a, you know, a nice black suit with brown Birkenstocks?
That just sounds fucking stupid,
right? Right?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Right.
Like half the shit that comes out of your mouth.
I don't even know why did you do that? I don't even know like what shoe you're talking about.
Look it up.
No. What is it?
Check it out.
Is it ugly?
You've never heard of a Birkenstock?
No. Well, no, I've never seen like what you're talking about.
Wait, let's see her look it up. I want to see what she thinks when I want to see her expression when she first sees them.
All right, let me turn the webcam so you can see her.
Whatever. No.
All right, so she's looking it up.
Let's see if she has the same. If she has the same expression I did, she's a lesbian.
A Birkin, quite slowly. Whatever. Say it. Birkin. What?
Birkin.
Now she's
stocks.
Trying to figure out how to spell it.
No, it's already in there for me.
And she still looks confused.
Ew!
Stunning, right? They're glorious.
Those are Jesus sandals.
I see them all over the red carpet,
oh
cleaning
God.
Up after the event show.
No, those are like, what are those Mexican shoes, whatever they wear. And like Jesus
those
sandals.
Those don't look like huaraches.
No, they're Jesus sandals. And they do like whatever you said. I can't pronounce it.
Try.
No. Say it.
No. I already said it.
How do you say it? Huaraches? I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Is that how you say it?
That sounds like something you get on Taco Tuesday.
Ew.
No, it sounds like something that happens after Taco Tuesday.
Well, it's been great, guys. My pussies are calling me. It's time for them to eat.
All right, Pam. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Go call you up again.
I got to go drop a deuce in the ladies.
Because the president said I could.
Yep.
All right. So, there, you got. Did you get your Pam fix?
Yeah, I did.
Weirdo.
Now cookies.
What happened? I was in the restroom. Who was here?
Pam.
Oh, Pam.
That bitch.
She was fun.
She left skid marks on my seat. She was Skyped in.
Well, I don't know. I thought that Pepper had more opinions to give.
No, because you guys are Pam. Mean.
And but apparently we're mean.
How dare you?
What?
The only two people that have ever called me mean was my mother and your mother.
Well, I am your mother, and I say you're mean sometimes.
Chronologically, she is old enough to be your
mom. I could be your mom. No.
Because she's super fucking old.
Whatever. I'm not that old. I'm only 2 years older.
Like, all dried up and useless.
Oh, not dried up yet. And not useless. I can still do things.
Like, what kind of things?
A lot of things. Just
like
not,
macrame,
just like
crochet.
Not in the morning. Not in the morning because, like, my bones.
Because that's when your bones hurt, you old bitch.
Yes. Oh, my God. The other day, I was like, babe, I can't twerk. And then she
has- I still got a bone in me. In the morning,
and then she still has to eat. Like she has to eat dinner at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
The early bird special,
yeah, because she doesn't eat past 7 or 8.
No
inches
at a time.
No,
you must be this tall to ride.
Oh, I had those underwear one time. They're cute.
Sets more pretty.
Bye, Hori Dory. Be careful. Be safe. Get your dick.
Get it.
Get it.
Get that dick.
Get it good. Whatever you choose, just get dick. At least somebody is.
And so once again, her only client has left the building.
That was it?
Yeah.
Failure. Utter failure.
I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, she's dumb. She has to get dick right now. That's why.
Next
time I'll tell her get dick before.
Well, I don't think it's going to matter because she's... Sounds like she just does the opposite of what you say.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. She listens to whatever.
I was going
to
say something fucked up.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a good plan, though, right?
It.
I mean,
do it. Say it.
You can do.
Just say it.
It's hyping it up too much now.
No, say it.
Okay, this is actually not in context to her because she's actually really pretty. But I was just going to talk shit. So when Jester said. Pepper says she keeps doing the opposite of what I tell her to do. I'm all like, why don't you tell her to be pretty? Or to stop being ugly. I don't know how you want to switch that around. But she's actually very pretty. She's very pretty.
You think she's pretty?
She's not ugly. Jeez.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, if you guys do.
Like, I think
and
she's
you wonder
pretty.
Why she's not your client anymore.
Yeah, seriously.
Think, oh, my God.
Total morale crusher.
She's pretty. She's
Dang.
Pretty. I never said she wasn't pretty. She's
you
pretty.
You called her moo cow as she walked out.
Right?
She's pretty, but I'm pretty.
You said pretty different.
And you wonder why we tell him to keep his options open.
Who?
What?
What?
Huh?
Who?
You keep your options open?
That's it for the show today, guy.
Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, that's it.
That's not true. We don't tell him that all the time. We also tell him he can do better.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you guys filling his head up with positives? Like, you need to stop.
Don't you know how long it took me to break him down?
Yeah, like,
he's almost nothing right where I want him.
Thinking his own thoughts, breathing his own air, that bastard.
Screw you, Cookie, and screw you, Jester. We're fucking giving him some kind of hope.
That was the first thing she had to break.
Is that why you're not sleeping with me anymore? Because you're trying to be all strong right now? Like, she ain't going to get this dick. Is that why?
You only bring out the slip and slide during the summer, Pepper.
Fine, then. Whatever.
The only way she can make it wet again is by tearing off the scabs.
I'll break my toys out for the winter season.
But she's going to take them out. A bunch of moths are going to come out of the mouth.
I have to dust them tomorrow. Monday, they'll be ready.
And then she'll have them on display like she used to. Like
she decorates fucking, her Christmas like a, tree with them.
Like a fucking trophy.
Stunning.
Like a trophy collection.
That would be pretty.
It's like the Saks Fifth Avenue, like, storefront on Christmas.
I'm going to look that up. I wonder if they have a dildo Christmas tree.
Why don't you just come over to my house?
You have one? What? Where did you get it at? I want one.
Well, I guess
where did I get it from? I made it. That's actually where I met Pam.
Dicks don't grow on trees, believe it or not.
Sometimes.
But they do grow wood.
I want one of those.
A dick or a tree?
No, a dick, a dildo Christmas tree.
A dick tree?
A dick tree, whatever.
That sounds ambitious.
Oh, there's no dick tree. They fold me. That'd be awesome. I want to get one of those. Can you make me one?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Look at that.
So she's actually looking this thing up, and yes, that is definitely a Christmas tree made out of dildos.
I would get it colorful. Like,
aww, memories.
Oh. Wow, that's...
Oh, that's cute.
That's terrifying and disturbing at the same time.
Kind of crazy.
Let's ask the question, what would your dildo Christmas tree look like? Mine would look like the sad Charlie Brown one that just kind of leans to the left.
What about instead of the star at the top? Instead of the star at the just top, you have a dildo at the top.
Next like, year.
That seems like minimal
like saying
effort.
That's not the meaning of like, Christmas means it's not the size that? Of the... It's what it can do.
Oh, my God.
So, Pepper, what would your dildo tree look like?
It would look colorful and beautiful. All sorts of dildos, different colors around. Like, those would be the lights. Like, you know, different colors. Blue, green, whatever. And then it would have, instead of that little, what is that silver stuff?
Tinsel?
Yeah, tinsel. Oh, no,
you know,
no,
like
no.
What she used to wear at the strip club?
I would have to get a white
tree.
The one
that hang, they when they used to hang from the boob tassels.
Yeah, I'll get a white tree so that, like, that's the cum squirting out. And, like, all the dildos all over. So pretty.
You take it to Home Depot and be like, only they put the flock on it, but only in spots.
Yeah, like
and then
right.
They tell you, flock you. That's like, my Christmas joke.
That's pretty. I would want to do that. I wonder how that would come out.
It's called a gangbang.
Gangbang? It's a fucking Christmas tree.
Jester, what would your Christmas tree look like?
It wouldn't have dildos on it, but... I mean,
and then I would bake cookies like
this. A lot
this.
Of boob ornaments. gingerbread people getting it on.
There you go. We found it.
Then see, maybe I'll like Christmas again.
That means you have to bake those.
And the Grinch peeing off the top of the tree.
Yes.
Oh, the Grinch. That's
right. Oh, that could be the stream of lights that goes around the tree. It's just like. Him peeing and
get out of my head.
And the pee is the
oh,
fucking
that's a big one.
That's a tree.
That's crazy. That's a big one. Little big penises hanging on a star.
Those look like the ones that you use as bookends.
I'm going to do that. And I'm going to see if my mom notices. I'm going to put a fucking dick ornament on there.
She didn't notice when I did it.
Oh, she didn't? She's a whore.
She noticed when I did it. But then again, she likes me.
Oh, my God. She does not like you.
Yeah, she does.
Whatever.
We talk. She does.
My mom's a whore.
You could be calling me dad by next week.
I'm not going to call you dad. I'll never call you dad.
He's all, okay, daddy.
No, never.
We know you say that. We have a recording of it.
Oh, shut up. No, we don't have nothing. And you stop. Are you serious right now? Oh, my God.
Oh, Daddy. Oh.
Do you want me to break out the recording of you saying I fucked up?
No.
Alrighty then.
Oh, my God. You guys are evil to me. I'm not coming next Saturday.
Or showing up.
You also didn't come last Friday, so why break the record, right? Why break the streak?
Whatever, screw you guys. I fucking hate you now.
What took so long?
You know what? Just for that, next Saturday I'm going to come drunk and before I start the show.
Please.
Yes.
Why? Why do
because
you
you're funny then.
I'm not funny when I'm drunk.
Yeah, you are.
I'm more funny when I'm mad.
Yeah, you get mad a lot easier when you're drunk.
So you want me to get drunk and then get mad and be funny?
I thought you were going to get drunk. You're going to be drunk when you got here anyways.
I tried.
How hard were you trying? You were like stone sober.
It's either be drunk or be ready early in the day. Like, you can't have both.
Yes, you can.
No, because I'm getting ready early.
A little bit more effort and you can do it.
I'm getting buzzed somewhat because I haven't ate all day, so.
Yeah. Because you were getting ready since this morning?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you came up with?
I literally got ready. I was drinking that before I came, but yeah.
When you got here, we thought you still needed to finish putting your makeup on.
I did not say that.
Fuck you, Cookie.
I did not say that. Shit came. I said she left the makeup bag at home.
Cookie.
No, I didn't
my
say that.
My makeup, I actually thought
she
came out
cute today.
She
intended to leave it unfinished.
Fuck you guys. Whatever. I was rushed.
So what did you do after he pulled out?
She looked for her grandma's sweater to put on, and then
and then when she couldn't find that, she just knit
what
this.
What is this, roast fucking pepper day?
Yes,
no.
That's exactly what today is.
No, it's not.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to learn how to roast you guys really bad. I'm going
to
study.
You don't learn how
yes,
to roast.
You do.
You just
have to, like,
know.
Really just pick and pick and pick, and you put a story together, and then boom.
A Mexican doesn't just learn how to mow a lawn.
Or sell oranges
you
by the
just
freeway.
Know.
Just
know.
Well, yeah, I don't know, because it's like passed
and
on.
And then how did they find so many good oranges?
It's like you don't.
Is my question.
It's like you just know how to wash laundry. You know how to make sandwiches. It's just what you do.
I know how to make more than sandwiches. Shut your mouth. I'm not a fucking maid.
Yeah.
I am a maid, but I'm underpaid. Nobody pays me to be a maid.
Get in
that
line.
Was Dr. Seuss, right?
Wash this. Fucking scrub this. I'm hungry.
Suck this.
Like, fuck.
Hold that.
Oh, my God.
Light this.
Men
cut
are,
this.
Boys are so demanding. Like, fucking do this, do that.
Roll the $2 bill. Hurry.
Yeah, like, fucking get on your knees. Suck it faster. Like, shit. Too much shit.
How put some more neck into it.
Try. Less teeth, please. More teeth. Less teeth.
Look at me, but don't stare at me. That's creepy.
Who does that?
What?
Yeah,
stare.
Who does that? That's weird. No, that's gross.
At,
what are you talking about?
Anybody.
I don't do that. I do that.
When I'm down there, I don't stare at anybody. I'm like, fuck
I that. Like to instill fear into my victim. I mean sexual partner.
Your victim, huh?
She got it, guys. She got it. High five. High five. Oh. High
what?
Five.
I always get your stuff. Shut up.
If you had my stuff, you'd be clean right now.
Fuck you. You're dirty, too.
Now you can share drug
you're just
again.
As dirty as me. Maybe we're soulmates.
Do black lights scare you as much as they scare me?
Black eyes?
Fluorescent light, those ones that show all the semen and blood.
I thought you said black guys.
Oh, oh my God.
Holy shit.
I'm like, no.
They don't scare me till the pants come down. I'm scared. That was a pepper joke.
Right? Like, whoa, what is that? Wow, I haven't seen one of those.
I mean, are we going to share it? Do we have to barbecue the whole thing? Can we put some away for later?
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? That's like,
it looks nice.
Yeah, it takes two hands. My Indian, yeah. So cute.
Someone's getting some tonight.
No.
Maybe.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about you, Pepper.
I know, of course not me. Like, maybe him, but not me.
Probably me and probably him, but probably not you.
Guilty.
Well, I'm not getting any.
Not with that attitude.
I'm not getting any because I'm on punishment or some shit. I don't know. Someone's being tight with their shit.
And you are surprised?
No.
That you're being punished?
Why should I be punished? I shouldn't be punished. I didn't do nothing.
Maybe that's why.
I've been good.
Really?
When
how good?
Really good. I've been nice.
Not good enough to get something last night.
Oh, snap.
Screw you. You know what? I'm just
that's
being
what
nice.
You should have done.
I'm being nice and respecting his I'm not going to give it to you thing, but tonight, fuck that. If I want it, I'm getting it.
Get it.
But you want him to respect 2 years of not like fucking having sex before you supposedly get married?
That's because
we're
not going to get married, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yes, I'm aware of that, but
so I'm not. It's just something I like blurred out. If it ever happened, then yeah, that's how it would go. But it's not going to happen. It's not reality.
I mean, we all know that, but you just said it, so it's kind of really sad now.
But I said if it came down to that, then yeah, I would.
It's like
the fat girl realizing she's fat. It's
like
just really sad.
It's like when you're...
Why is that sad?
I can say that because I'm fat. It's just like a whore realizing she's a whore. Like when she's sitting, I'm not a whore. I'm just really so, oh shit, I'm a whore.
Yeah, fuck it.
Like when you're at the zoo and you see monkeys like figure out how to like make something or like use a tool or like...
But
you
it's
know,
not sad. It's not sad. It's fucking, oh, wow.
It's like, wow. It's just like mind blowing. It's like
mind blown. Boom.
She figured it out.
Yeah, I'm not getting married. So what?
She's all, how do you blow their mind? That's weird.
I'm not getting married. I don't care. I didn't want to get married, but sometimes I think about it. Fuck you. Sometimes I think about it. I told you, I just want the ring, the party, and the dress. After that, nothing else.
Well, just
wait till you turn 40.
Go to Vegas and fake it till you make it. You're too old now. But
I know. That's why I'm not getting married. I just
because you're old.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I'm past my age. I wanted to be married by 30. If I wasn't married at 30, then forget it. Like, no. I'll be in a relationship forever, but not marriage. I'm too old. I don't want to be old bride. Yeah. Like,
you'd rather be a spinster?
Yeah. I'd just rather be a right age to get married. 40's too old. So is 50. Now, if I was married already, my husband died, and I'm getting married again 40 or 50, then that's different. But no, not for the first time.
What did you get in the settlement? What did he leave you?
I've never been married.
Ugh, never mind. I thought this was going to get exciting.
No, sorry.
And that is why she doesn't narrate the shows.
Don't be mean.
This is why I am not going to be podcasting with you guys anymore. Sorry.
Liar.
Yeah.
Promise.
I'm saying my goodbyes today.
This is the Pepper farewell show.
I'm taking a break.
We just came back from a break.
Well, it's my personal break while you guys continue.
Oh.
She wants the ratings to go up for a while.
Oh, whatever. No, no one's going to listen.
Before she comes back on and then they level off.
No one will listen. There would be like, boo, it's boring now. Where did Pepper go? Like, right here.
Right here, not getting time.
What? Shut up. That's it. I'm going to get some. And I don't care what you say, okay? You're taking it, Indian boy.
Taking what exactly?
You're going to take me sitting on you, and that's it. I'm horny. That's it. I'm horny, and I'll be hungry later.
All class, all the time. Pepper,
I'm not,
ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
Not about classes being straight out. That's what I want. I'm not going to bullshit and be like, oh, honey.
She's just real. That's who she is.
Yeah. Like, I'm not
real
gonna,
what?
Why am I going to bullshit? Like, oh, honey, you look so cute today. We should go home and watch TV. Like, fuck that. Fuck the code words. We're going to go home. I'm going to sit on you. And then you're going to feed me. That's it.
You're so old. The kids are saying Netflix and chill these days.
Fuck you, fire stick and fuck. It's not Netflix and chill no more.
If it's on fire, no one's going to fuck it.
Oh, right? Yes, they will.
Like fire saying stick. You have the school, like the you have the sex appeal of a school
fire
bus
crotch?
Fire.
You know, like fire crotch?
Fire crotch, yeah. No, she got I mean, unless you're referring to a redhead, no, that is not a good thing.
No, that what's her name? That Lindsay Lohan chick.
Because she's a redhead.
No, she's not a natural redhead. She's not naturally red. She has like that dirty blonde color. You want me to hit you? Do you want me to hit you right now? See, I'm being nice to you.
No, I'm giving you a choice of whether you want me to do it now or later.
Just kidding, baby. I love you.
You're going to have him lie to you right now in front of everybody?
He doesn't love me. It's okay. I don't care.
I don't even care.
I don't care. Just going to fuck him tonight and that's it. And then he's going to feed me. I want a breakfast burrito in the morning.
Why are that's you racist.
What? Because he's an Indian. I didn't ask for no like powwow in the morning.
Say, get away. A powwow?
I didn't ask for a powwow. I asked for a burrito, like a fucking breakfast burrito.
Do you know what a powwow is?
Yeah, like in a teepee and all that. And powwow. They fucking put some kind of curse on you. I don't know. With their blood.
World history from Pepper.
This isn't scripted. This isn't scripted.
Where's
at all.
Your feather?
Why weren't you at my Thanksgiving? Oh, I wanted an authentic Thanksgiving.
Him,
why weren't you
I
there?
I told him next year we're doing that. We're going to play Indians and Pilgrims for Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to dress up. Your family's going to be the Indians, and my family's going to be the Pilgrims.
The family's dead.
No, your mom's there.
She's not Indian.
Well, she could pretend. She'll be Pocahontas. She'll be a hot one, huh, Jester?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your dad can be an Indian, you know? Just play along. Everybody
wants to. But isn't his new dad black?
His new dad's not invited.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because he's black? What a racist.
Well, we'll have a dinner for him. We'll have a dinner for him in February when it's Black History Month.
You are so fucking racist.
That'd be cool, huh?
No, it wouldn't be cool, but
Black
I mean.
Black History Month. Why do they get a month?
Jesus. Wow.
And my ethnicity. All in one?
Well, you say you're black, you're Mexican, and you're black, Indian, and you're a leprechaun, Irish, or whatever that is. Leprechaun? Irish. Right? It's the same shit. Ireland crap.
Do I have to call my leprechauns on St. Patrick's
Day? Oh, are you going to give me a pot of gold, babe? No. There's no pot of gold at the end of your rainbow.
He doesn't have a rainbow. Cookie has a rainbow.
I got a rainbow.
Ooh, do you have Lucky Charms? I love you so much.
That's all she knows of Irish or Scottish culture is whatever was on the Lucky Charms commercial.
I like that cereal. That was really good. A little leprechaun bouncing everywhere. Can you be a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day?
What?
Can you be a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day?
Can you be Rose?
Why? Sure. Why do you want him to be a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day?
Because it's fucking St. Patrick's Day. Hello, like a leprechaun, and he's Irish. Like, shit.
But why a fucking leprechaun? Like, just I mean, I get that he's Irish, but I mean,
because that's the leprechaun day.
Leprechaun day. Oh my god.
St. Patrick's Day, it's Leprechaun.
Which is what I believe they actually call it in Ireland, Leprechaun Day.
St. Patrick's Day, the leprechauns, whatever, four-leaf clovers, pot of gold, rainbows, all that.
You know, that's all American, is it?
I don't care.
Because I'm 27 and I care.
Because I'm 27. Oh, my God, I missed that show. She was drinking.
Oh, like, but in your case, it's because I'm 47 and I
can. No, because I'm 37 and
again?
I can.
Mm-hmm. That's like 10 years in a row that you were
because
37.
Because I'm Pepper, I'm 37 and I can. Shit.
And if you don't like it, look the other way.
Oh, yeah. Don't fucking jump into my conversation. Don't eavesdrop. Like, turn the other cheek. Don't. Fucking look my way or try to hear me.
What is eavesdropping and turn the other cheek have to do with each other?
Those are just your favorite positions. The good old eavesdrop and turn the other cheek. You haven't heard of it? It's the latest greatest. It's right up there with Netflix and chill. All the cool kids are doing it.
Not Pepper.
Dang it, Pepper, ketchup.
I'm doing it tonight, watch.
No, I'm telling you ingredients you need. You need ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, pickles.
Oh, no.
It's pretty much like Thousand Islands dressing.
Mayonnaise is gross.
But does that really go with Cheetos or hot Cheetos?
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was pepper. Sorry.
Hot Cheetos or what is it? Chili cheese dog?
Ugh.
So gross.
Well, I guess maybe we showered more often.
I shower every day.
That is a lie. You also.
What did you tell us before this show, Pepper?
You shower like once a month, whether you need it or not.
Two or three times a day in the summer, and like not that much in the winter. It's cold.
What's not that much?
Like not often.
Like I don't masturbate that much.
I'll do it maybe once.
Like
a day.
I don't smoke that much weed.
Once every other day. No, just kidding.
No.
I take a shower every day.
That's excessive.
I take a shower every day. That's gross.
Because it gets all crusty.
But
if
I'm
don't.
Staying home, I don't take a shower at all.
That's gross.
What?
How big is your house?
I'm at home. It's relaxing. I cannot.
Not for the people that have to smell you.
What? Well, then they should leave.
We're trying.
They live there.
Well, so do I.
And
this
so
is my
does
house
your
too, bitch.
And so does your odor.
Wow, well,
Linger by Pepper.
There's a lot of things that people can't stand, but oh well, deal with it.
I just did product placement for your perfume, Pepper. You're welcome. Jeez.
It'll be in stores soon.
Thank
folks.
You, Cookie. Thank you.
For all Christian and Jewish holidays.
Check it out at your local Walmart and Target.
No. Big 99, lots. Big
like a
lots,
Dollar Tree.
Five Below.
Oh, Five Below. I want to go there tomorrow.
Anywhere stank is sold.
Whatever. My scent is
your beautiful. Local dumpster.
Do I smell pretty? Smell me.
You smell like baby hooker.
No, I don't. Do I smell good?
That's hooker with baby powder.
What I smell
Yes,
like.
Thank you for the clarification.
I was right there with you. Whatever. One of us has to be.
I don't have to clarify anything. I know what he's talking about.
Well, it's because you. It's not
only
you
butter for later.
See, you don't have to. Is that you can't?
Because I can or can't.
Cannot.
I don't do that. I only can.
What?
I only can. I cannot. I don't do cannots. I can. Only.
Easy, Yoda.
Oh, you're calling me Yoda?
She's like, I don't even drive, stupid.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Shit. Fuck.
She thinks it's yogurt from Spaceballs.
I never even watched that movie. I know Yoda, the little green man on Star Wars. He's so cute. I want a little Yoda. Babe, will you be my Yoda? Well, that's what you're being for Halloween next year.
Yes, but you have to be Greedo.
No. Who's that? See, I don't know.
The one who shot second is being totally wasted on her. Completely and utterly wasted
on her. I don't
know
what you're talking about.
I know. That's what makes this funny.
Asshole. No, it's not funny.
It's actually making part of our fandom hate you. More.
Nobody hates me. Nobody can hate me. What did you say?
But isn't it worse to be indifferent?
No, I don't know Star Wars. I just watched the movies and
What's the difference
like,
between ignorance and indifference?
Indifference and ignorance? Ignorance is like stupid and indifference is... I don't know. What the fuck? It's being... What does that word mean, babe? You're smart. You don't know, huh?
The difference between ignorance and indifference is I don't know and I don't care.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Fuck you. I don't care.
Any minute.
What do you want me to say?
Receive the information.
Yes, I received it. What do you want a reaction out of it?
I wasn't expecting one. I was just expecting like
indifferent
deer in a headlights.
Yes, whatever. Anyways, are we done? Are we done?
Well, why are you gonna go be all fucking rapey ass Pepe Le Pew and you gonna
no.
That should be her. That should be her new nickname. We'll call her Peppy because she stinks and she's rapey as fuck.
It's only 11 o'clock.
She's
this is
like,
why I don't come out early.
Early, you're usually in bed by this time.
No, like, this time I'm barely leaving the house and coming over.
She's
here.
Like 11 o'clock. By this time, it's like 7 hours past dinner time.
Whatever. I'm gonna make dinner tomorrow.
At 4?
No. Like 7.
He's on no 2, stupid. It has to be ready by 4.
Whatever. I'm a late person. I'm not an early person.
You're old.
No, I like to come out late, not early and shit. Cause
out
then,
of
look,
what?
It's already 11 o'clock and I want to go home already. Like, fuck. I like to be out at this time, so I go home at like 5 in the morning.
If we were roasting your ex-pupil instead of you, would you still want to leave?
Yeah, because I'm horny and hungry now.
Sounds like a personal problem.
You're going to give me some and then feed me. Wow. Just because you bitches got it. Shit. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
You are laughing.
I'm laughing a little bit. It's kind of funny. Right.
It is because I want some. And you guys got some. So
and that's what makes it even funnier.
No, whatever. I'm going to get some. I don't care. You're not doing this shit no more to me.
Easy,
every
Peppy.
Every day when I want it, that's it. You're
She's
not
got a gun.
Me, you're not going to tell me no. Look at him. He's looking
Miss
at me.
Miss LePew, ladies
He's
and gentlemen.
He's looking at me like, oh, yeah, right. This bitch is going to get it. Like,
maybe that was his plan for you to get so hungry for it.
Why?
It worked. You did it.
Why?
You did it.
Are you serious? Whatever.
She was going to make you wait 2 years. Make her sweat this one
and
out.
And see, that now that's in her head now. Because if she thinks that that's what you did, in actuality, you still don't want sex, she's going to be questioning it. She's going to, I'm not going to give it to you. Oh, thank God I didn't want it.
I will fucking kill you.
College educated Squanto. He did it again.
With the one with the options.
I'm not even saying these words.
I'm not
going to
hurt you right now. I'm not going to hurt you right now, but just trust me.
Look at your options.
Shut your fucking face.
All right. Well, we are going
you think,
to get
wait,
out.
Wait, you cookie, what? You think he could do better than me?
I don't know what his type is.
He probably can. He's hot, but
I didn't say that. You're throwing words into my mouth. Yeah, and the only thing I like throwing in my mouth next on the show.
He is cute. He's a good one. I'll fucking kill you if you leave me.
In case you were wondering if Pepper was psycho as fuck or not.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Really?
No.
That's not a psycho remark. A psycho remark would be I'd kill myself. She's smart. She's going to kill him.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Who's dumb now?
Mm-hmm. There's Pepper. No Romeo and Juliet shit here. You're going and that's it.
No, that's right. They loved each other.
Oh, no. My plan is... Fuck you. My plan is...
No, that's a bad plan. I don't want herpes.
Screw you. My plan
he
is...
He said no.
That's listen, how you get herpes.
My plan is to kill him. And then revive him. Like, you know that they give you an injection, like if you're dying, and then they give you another antidote, and boom, you're alive. Antidote? But just to fill that fucking dying pain.
Antidote or... Antidote.
Antidote. Whatever. Fucking anti something. Anyways, yeah. That's what I would do. Instead of killing you and just killing you off and never letting you suffer again, like I would do that. Like once a month.
Your punishment is to live and suffer.
And bring you back.
She got you.
Yes.
And you're going to get eye herpes.
Think about it before you cheat.
Ocular herpes.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and get out of here and get the rest of the way trashed and enjoy the rest of our Saturday. Don't forget to catch us next week when Pepper is probably still not going to have gotten any because she's
I'm not asleep. Coming back. This is my last day. Whatever. Bye.
Yeah, right. Anyways, guys, have a good Saturday. We're out of here.